Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do two short ahadiths, two short du'as. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام وسيء الأسقام. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would make this du'a. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from baras. Baras is this white liver sickness, this white liver disease. I seek protection in you from the sickness. Well, Jununi, and I seek protection in you from madness. Now, madness has different shades, different types, different angles. We might just think a person who's in a madhouse, that person is a mad person. But Junun, madness has different levels. And sometimes you get people that outwardly may look okay, they may seem okay, but in certain respect, they have a certain type of deficiency, a certain type of madness. So this madness takes different levels. So this hadith is comprehensive with every single level of madness. There are approximately about 50 different levels of intellectual deficiency a person can have, some type of madness. So different, it covers all the different levels. Sometimes you'll just find a person who's got fear for nothing, or sometimes a person will have a superstition. If they see something now, they feel something is going to happen. If they see one rat or one cat running, they think something is going to happen. If they see something different, then something is going to happen. So this also is one type of madness. One type of madness, a person is obsessed by something. He's continuously obsessed. Now the person get OCD also. He's got this disorder. All the time he's thinking his wuzu is not right. He's thinking his salah is not right. He's thinking his istinja is not right. And he's taking hours on end in the toilet, in the bathroom, in the wuzu khana. Then sometimes he'll come and he'll read his salah. And then he'll think, I read 3 rakats instead of 2 rakats. Or instead of 4 rakats, he thinks he read 5 rakats. So like that, continuously he's getting this type of sickness, waswas, etc. All this is included under Junoon, under type of a sickness, madness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeking protection from this. It's a different topic, inshallah. One day we'll discuss it. How a person deals with these type of things that continuously worry a person. How he deals with it and what he does with it. Best is the person doesn't give it any attention at all. The moment he gives it attention, it gets stronger. Like a fire. The more firewood you put in it, it gets more stronger and more stronger. So the less firewood you put, the less attention you give it, the weaker it becomes. And over a period of time, the same things that would trouble a person would be wuzu, whether I washed properly, he didn't wash properly, whether I made istinja properly, or whether his concentration or his salah was correct, the less attention he starts giving it, the better for him. Over a longer period of time, he'll be able to rid himself of it. The next thing is wal juzami, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking protection from leprosy. At that time, leprosy would be more common than now, and it was something that wasn't easily treated. Nowadays, it is treated much more easier. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was treated. And we also know that it was such a sickness that would become more and more apparent. So when I say more and more apparent, meaning it was something that would spread faster with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also asked for protection from it. وَسَيِّي الْأَسْقَامِ and all other evil illnesses. So this covers every type of evil illness, every type. Illnesses that we know of, illnesses that we don't know of, illnesses that the scientists are finding now, illnesses that they have vaccines for, illnesses that they don't have vaccines for, illnesses that spread by droplets being airborne, illnesses by spread by droplets that spread from the mouth, direct contact, whatever it is. Every type of illness this dua covers. Can you see what a comprehensive dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us? In other words, not only what was apparent at that time, but for every zamana to come, we've got a dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to save us from every evil type of illness. So this is a nice dua to try and learn, especially in this time. Sometimes we read it after Fajr for talim purposes. This dua we read, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the judami wa sayyi al-asqam, save us from this baras also, this white liver disease. So this is a nice dua to read and keep in mind. One thing we learn from this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that his focus was on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And oh Allah, you are the one that gives sickness. And the dua of the ayat of the Quran in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ, that when I am sick, then it is He Allah who gives the cure. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives cure. So that also we must remember whenever we get sick, think to ourselves that the sickness came from Allah, and the being that will give me cure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one step before that we learn from this dua, that even before the sickness can come, a person is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you save me from this sickness. Another short dua وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الجوع فإنه بئس الضجيع وأعوذ بك من الخيانة فإنها بئس البطانة رواه أبو داود. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say that O Allah, I seek refuge in you from hunger because it is an evil companion. بئس الضجيع evil companion called Daji. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that it is an evil companion. You spend a lot of time on the bed, or that companion that normally would sleep with a person also is known as a Daji. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to it as an evil companion. Why? Because this evil companion is, we don't know, we don't see it so much in this country because we don't see so much of hunger and that level of poverty. But when a person is extremely hungry, then this hunger doesn't leave that person. It's like how a person is sleeping and he may have a sati that will be sleeping with him next to him. The whole night that sati will be there in his place, he'll be in his place. Or a person is sleeping and his wife is next to him on the bed, that she sleeps there the whole night. So in other words, that person doesn't just leave the person that is sleeping with and go away. He's there generally with him. So like that, this hadith is explaining that this hunger is such a thing, extreme hunger. It doesn't just leave the person and go away. Until he doesn't get something to eat, some food to eat or something to satisfy himself, then this hunger doesn't leave a person. We don't really see it, Allah Pak save us. But when a person is extremely hungry, this is the condition he goes through. He can't sleep, he can't think, not much he can do. He's in that famine, in that starvation. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam making dua for this also, that Allah Pak save us from this extreme hunger, because this is a very evil companion. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ فَإِنَّهَا بِئِسَةِ الْبِطَانَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek refuge in you from treachery, from deceit. Because this is a very, very evil internal quality. Bitana actually refers to the inner garment, like how we wear a vest. So this is an inner garment, internal garment. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to that. فَإِنَّهَا بِئِسَةِ الْبِطَانَةِ. Because it's a very evil internal quality. Why? Because when a person is deceitful, outwardly he's giving the impression that he's speaking the truth. And he's giving that impression that he's speaking the truth. So outwardly he's looking good, but internally his person is speaking lies. This is a very, very evil quality, evil trait. What it does, if people start doing this, it breaks away the trust in the whole society. And we can just think of it. Every profession, there are ways of deceiving customers, there are ways of deceiving clients. In every field, every person, he knows that there are some ways of doing it. I'll give you just a few examples for our understanding purposes. A person is selling fabric, and now he'll tell the customer that this is 100% cotton. Meanwhile, I think he's not 100% cotton. So he deceived the person. Now outwardly, the person is looking at him, he thinks he's a dealer, he knows what he's selling, he's speaking the truth. So he'll pay that extra amount for it. The person doesn't know that he's buying it. So like that, the person is selling something, he'll tell this person he's 100% genuine. In other words, he thinks he's genuine, the customer, but the seller is selling a fake product. So like sometimes the person may mark only 2 ply, in other words, it's 1 ply, so he's deceiving the customer. Like that, a person who is in a professional field, he may tell the client that I spent 100 hours on this work of yours, therefore I'm charging you so much. But they only spent, or his staff only spent 50 hours on it, and yet he's charging for 100 hours. So like that person may be in the building industry. He may say, I'm using a certain type of material, but he uses another type of material. So all this now is known as khiyana. This is deceit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَإِنَّهَا بِئِسَةِ الْبِطَانَةِ. What an evil internal quality this is. That outwardly you are expressing to somebody that this is what you are giving him, or this is what you are doing, or this is the way you are operating, but you are operating in another fashion. How evil it is. Oh Allah, save us from this. The person, in short term, he thinks he's gaining a lot. I managed to con this guy, I managed to do this person down. But long term, there's no barakat. Long term, there's no barakat in it. Everything, sometimes the person's whole life savings just disappear because of the way he conducts his business. He doesn't realize. And often you'll find people saying that I lost my whole life savings in one deal, or something went wrong. And you need to think, what have we not done correctly? What things that we have done incorrectly so that we may correct it? And now when it comes to khiyana, when it comes to this deceit, every one of us knows in some history, some part of our lives, there are some grey areas, some grey deals, some shady deals that we may have done. The best thing for us to do is try and recollect and go back, if we can trace that person that we have done the deal with, and be very honest with him. It may cost us something. We may lose something in the short term, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very great thing. In fact, if a person thinks that I'm losing 10,000, I'm losing 100,000, or I'm losing 1,000,000, what's difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to give him later on another 10 million to it. It's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we need to clarify and clear everything. Be very clear as far as our dealings are concerned, as far as our operations are concerned, as far as what we do and what we say. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. فَإِنَّهَا بِئْسَةِ الْبِطَانَةِ. It's a very, very evil internal quality. The best of us, ours, nobody can see it from outside. It's there, internally. So this khiyanat sometimes is there, a person outside can't see it, but yet he is deceiving people. So this is what is meant by this dua. Let us read it one time, at least we'll get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually there are two duas, so we'll read both duas. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-judhami wa-siyyi'il asqami. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الجوع فإنه بئس الضجيع وأعوذ بك من الخيانة فإنها بئس البطانة. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.